It's Paul Smolin, M.D., your PEDcast host, bringing you informative and entertaining knowledge on a wide range of parenting and child health topics. You have parenting questions, he has answers. And here is your PEDcast host, Dr. Paul Smolin.
Welcome to another edition of DocSmo.com. This is my podcast. I call these PEDcasts because they deal with pediatric topics. They hopefully are helping parents with information that they can use to raise their kids all the way from preschool to graduate school. Now, last Thanksgiving, I did what I considered a special podcast about life attitude. And I used my grandfather's life and his general life view as the basis of that podcast. And I got a tremendous response to it. So here we go again with another of what is now going to be my annual PEDcast about teaching children positive messages with regards to life attitudes. That's my belief that everyone around you have things to teach you. Sometimes that teaching comes directly, and sometimes these lessons are only available by observation. Well, today's podcast, we're going to discuss my father's attitude towards life. And his attitudes were always crystal clear to his kids, both in his words and his actions. I'm going to share with you some of those attitudes today. So we're going to reflect on my father's life view, his attitudes towards work, and really his general attitude towards life. I hope we can all learn from his life experiences. So kick back, enjoy hearing a little of some of the wisdom that my father taught me, which I hope will have relevance for you and your children. First, a little background on my dad. He was born in the 1920s in Atlanta, Georgia. You know, the deep south, y'all. He was an only child in a Jewish family. Now, these facts made him different right from the get-go. He stood out as different. He was Jewish in the south, only child, when families were usually, 5 to 10 kids. I got the feeling that these facts galvanized his personality. It formed who he was. And I think it taught him that he needed to stand up for himself and be proud of who he was. Now, it didn't hurt that he was a good student and he was very athletic. So that opened a lot of doors for him. And after high school graduation, he was able to enroll as a freshman at the University of North Carolina in Chapel Hill. But then the war came. You know, World War II, WW2. He immediately dropped out of school voluntarily, and he joined the Marines. Yes, the Marines. He was going to join the fight and make a difference. Now, when he talked about this when I was a child, I always got the feeling that not only was he ready to fight for his country, but maybe he needed to prove something to himself and others. Maybe that was part of the whole rationale. Well, he survived the war, and afterwards, he didn't return to school, but rather married my mother and settled into really the only job he could get, a sales job, selling industrial chemicals, mostly soaps. I suspect without a college degree, there were probably not a lot of options available to him. And while his friends were becoming lawyers and doctors and successful business owners, he was selling chemicals to one customer at a time. But it turns out that the soap sale business suited him quite well. Well, after a few years in the soap business, it was clear that he had a talent for selling. He had really honed the craft and he had mastered the art of sales. He had found his career, not as a professional, but as a lowly little soap salesman. Now here's where the attitude lesson comes in. I can vividly remember him telling me two things over and over again as a child. First, if you're going to be a salesman, or anything else for that matter, be the best salesman the world has ever seen. A 90% effort was just not good enough for my dad. It had to be 100% or nothing. He would often say to me, if you're going to be a shoe salesman or a carpenter, be the best darn shoe salesman or carpenter there is. That was just his attitude. Secondly, his attitude was that nothing happened until a salesman landed the sale. He had chosen to see his own role in the company they worked for as absolutely essential to the overall effort of the company. In his view, his function was more important than the CEO of the company, the accountants, the chemists, and all the rest of the employees all the way down the line. It was the salesman that made it all happen. He had converted, in his mind, what many would call a mundane job into the linchpin of the entire company. Was this all ego or some compensation for some deep insecurity? No, I don't think so. My father had chosen a philosophy that gave his life meaning and purpose. And that philosophy was, when you decide to do something, give it all you got. And no matter what the activity is, treat it as important. Respect yourself and your contribution, and take the activity seriously. Boy, did this work for him. He became an extremely successful salesman, and he retired having earned a great income and had become a legendary salesman in the company that he worked for. Well, this is a great life message for kids, your kids. When your child decides to do something, they should give it their best effort, and they should treat their contribution to whatever the endeavor as important. They should demand respect from the others involved in the activity. If you can convince your children to adopt my father's life view, think how that would help them in their schoolwork, their sports, even their friendships. Learning to give things your best effort can only be a positive in my mind. It's only with this kind of effort that we can hope to overcome all the difficulties that life inevitably throws at us. By the same reasoning, respecting your own contribution to a group activity and demanding respect from others gives it meaning and importance. And an individual who always gives their best effort and treats every task as important is the kind of person I want working with and for me. Work with a purpose is always better than just work. I want to thank the following people for help with the production of this podcast: David, Golden Voice Jaffe, for his intro voiceover; Seth Jaffe, the Rocket Man Barrister, for his inspirational guidance; Wendy Smolin, chief of our talented legal staff; Sarah, the Wizard Smolin, for her digital editing and photography; and Robert Beezer, Ben Smolin, and Jerome Moof, for producing this beautiful intro and outro music you were listening to. Thanks, guys.
By listening to this PEDcast, you agree to all of the terms and conditions found at the DocSmo.com website. This DocSmo.com PEDcast is informational only. Dr. Smolin does not diagnose, treat, or offer specific medical advice for your child. For specific medical advice regarding your child, consult his or her healthcare provider.